Hey, here's something I didn't know. In the early days of the film industry, a century ago, some of the key jobs were held by women. They worked as directors and producers and editors and writers. NPR's Chloe Veltman reports.
Today, most of us rely on movie trailers to help us make our viewing decisions. But long before trailers existed, there were these things called lobby cards. The hand-drawn images or photographic stills showed the name of a film and the key players involved, as well as enticing moments from the plot.
Think of it as a static trailer.
That's Melissa Walker. She's the curator of Experimental Marriage, Women in Early Hollywood, an exhibition of silent-era lobby cards on display at New York City's Poster House through early October.
It's basically a coming attraction that would have been posted in the window of a theater's lobby or in the lobby.
The exhibition brings together close to 100 lobby cards from a nearly 8,000 item collection focused on women in silent film. Dwight Cleveland is the owner of the collection. He says it was the Me Too movement that inspired him to dive into the topic.
I was just amazed at how few people knew about this story, even in Hollywood.
The vast majority of silent-era movies are lost today, owing to fires, decaying film stock and other hazards. Silent film restorer Robert Burns says lobby cards provide a rare insight into the wealth of female talent in the industry back then.
They are the only surviving artifacts for most of these films, the lone evidence of the people that made them and what those films represented.
I had been writing for Griffiths for 2 years, by mailing in scripts to his company.
Writer Anita Luz was in her 80s when she spoke with NPR back in 1974. Luz became one of the first female staff screenwriters when she was hired by D.W. Griffith at Biograph in 1912.
But by the time he became settled in Hollywood, he sent for me, and from then on, I remained on the lot as his staff. I was the whole staff.
She's also well known for her novel Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, which decades later became a hit movie starring Marilyn Monroe.
A kiss on the hand may be quite continental, but diamonds are a girl's best friend.
A lobby card in the exhibition advertising Luce's 1919 film OU Women shows the filmmaker's face on it rather than portraits of the stars. Curator Melissa Walker says Luce's name also gets top billing.
So that tells you something about the cachet of these makers.
The lobby cards on display in the exhibition don't only demonstrate what women got up to on set. Walker says they often reveal plot lines that both play with and reinforce gender stereotypes. Take the premise for the 1919 movie Girls, with its lobby card depicting a trio of young women exhibiting wild, unladylike behaviour, like carrying unwieldy objects while wearing skimpy clothes.
It's about three roommates who have all declared themselves to be man-haters, and they make a pact to never get married and to stay single.
Regardless of the edgy nature of their storylines, Walker says pretty much all of these movies end the same way.
They all end up married, and not to each other.
New York-based author and early film scholar Radha Vatsal says women filmmakers thrived in the silent era because it was a cottage industry full of artisans contributing in all kinds of informal ways.
Then the more the system developed and the more it became professionalized, that's when women slowly got sort of pushed out of it.
Vatsal says the contributions of women to early film in this country were all the more significant because so many of them made their mark before they even had the right to vote. Chloe Veltman, NPR News.